I started watching Doctor Who 2 years ago. It's a show about an alien named the Doctor who travels through space and time with his human companion averting disasters. I first heard about the show from friends who watched the older version of the series that ended in 1989. The show was rebooted in 2005, and I started watching this new incarnation. The episode that hooked me is called The Empty Child. In the episode, the Doctor investigates a child in a gas mask who constantly asks, "Are you my mummy?"
"Mummy? Let me in, please, mummy."
"Your mummy isn't here."
"Are you my mummy?"
"No mummy's here."
"Please let me in."
"You mustn't let him touch you."
"What happens if he touches me?"
"He'll make you like him."
"And what's he like?"
"He's empty."
The child infects people he touches and they become comatose with gas masks fused to their face. I liked the storyline because it was the first suspenseful episode of the rebooted Doctor Who. It kept you guessing. I immediately had to watch the next episode to see what happened. I'm not the only one whose life the show has affected.
I've met a lot of really good people through the show.
This is Chanel Jordan Greer. She's a former Radio 101 student and a fan of Doctor Who.
When I go to fan meetups, I see all these really cool people. I've met some of my best friends through watching the show.
Have you gone anywhere special to see Doctor Who?
There is this coffee shop here in Greensboro called Geeksboro, and every Saturday that the show is running, they show the episodes as they air.
What's it like watching the show at Geeksboro?
It's really exciting because you have all these fans. You have at least 100 people just watching the show and reacting all the same and laughing at all the jokes and being shocked and in awe at all the things that are crazy. The energy in the room is really, really high.
I decided to check out Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema myself. There I saw a life-size replica of the TARDIS. I am standing in front of the TARDIS, and it is a dark blue. It says, "Please box public call" on the top. There is a light on the top. The TARDIS is a blue police box that would have been a common sight in Britain in the 1960s when Doctor Who first aired. In the show, the TARDIS is a combination spaceship and time machine that the Doctor uses for traveling.
My name is Erin Lemmers, and I am a barista at Geeksboro Coffee House Cinema.
In addition to working at the coffee shop, Lemmers is a fan of Doctor Who. How did Geeksboro get its full-size TARDIS replica?
It was actually a gift from a local drama teacher. He had finished up with his students for the year. They had done their final exam, and they wanted to kind of do just a final class project. So he had them help him build a replica TARDIS, and he ended up gifting it to us to have in our cafe. And it has drawn a lot of people to the shop.
When the Doctor Who 50th Anniversary special aired, Geeksboro sold out all three screenings of it. I asked Lemmers what kind of people come to the coffee shop to see the show.
I'd say it's a really large range of people. You can't really pin down the Doctor Who fan. I think it has a great kind of universal message that a lot of people can relate to. There's a big sense of adventure that goes along with it. And who doesn't like the idea of being able to go out and see aliens or be able to go back in time and meet your favorite authors? It just has a great, you know, concept behind it, and I think a lot of people get behind it. So I can't say that there's any one kind of person who comes to watch Doctor Who here at Geeksboro.
Lemmers talks about what makes the show inspiring.
People are very full. Each person is worth something. Nobody is worth nothing by any means. And the Doctor kind of shows us that by being this outside perspective. This literal alien comes down and shows you how amazing you really can be. It's a great message.
Doctor Who has opened up a new social world. Making friends was difficult after moving to a new school, but having a common interest helped. Most of my friends also watch Doctor Who. The thing I like most about the show is how it incites so many emotions. Excitement, happiness, humor, sadness, and fear. As the Doctor would say, quote, "The universe is big. It's vast and complicated and ridiculous. And sometimes, very rarely, impossible things just happen, and we call them miracles." For Radio 101, this is Josh Breakstone.